Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Acada Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're diving deep into the transformative insights of Brené Brown's book, Dare to Lead. This compelling and insightful book takes us on a journey through the intricacies of leadership in the modern world. Drawing upon her extensive research in vulnerability, courage, and shame, Brown offers a fresh perspective on what it takes to be an effective and authentic leader. Dare to Lead is divided into four parts, each of which explores a different aspect of daring leadership. Let's take a closer look. In part 1, Brown discusses the foundations of brave leadership, emphasizing the importance of vulnerability as a key component. She argues that leaders must be willing to embrace vulnerability and uncertainty in order to foster trust and create a culture of innovation within their organizations. In part 2, Brown delves into the concept of values and why they are crucial in guiding a leader's decisions and actions. She provides practical guidance on how to identify and articulate one's values and how to align them with the values of the organization. Part 3 focuses on the importance of trust and empathy in leadership. Brown highlights the significance of building strong relationships and practicing empathy as essential tools for connecting with and motivating a team. The final part of the book, Part 4, offers strategies for resilience and overcoming setbacks in leadership. Brown acknowledges that daring leadership is not without its challenges and setbacks, but she provides valuable insights on how to bounce back from failures and continue to grow as a leader. Throughout Dare to Lead, Brené Brown emphasizes that true leadership is not about having all the answers or being invulnerable, rather, it's about embracing vulnerability, having the courage to take risks, and fostering a culture of trust and innovation within an organization. She illustrates her points with real-world examples and practical exercises that help readers apply the principles of daring leadership in their own lives and workplaces. In summary, Dare to Lead is a thought-provoking and actionable guide to becoming a more effective and authentic leader. Brené Brown's research-based insights challenge traditional notions of leadership and offer a fresh perspective that empowers individuals to lead with courage, vulnerability, and integrity. Let's take a look at the summary of each chapter. Chapter 1, Introduction. In the introduction, Brené Brown discusses the importance of leadership and the challenges that come with it. She argues that true leadership requires vulnerability, courage, and empathy, and that leaders must be willing to take risks and confront difficult situations. Chapter 2, Rumbling with Vulnerability. In this chapter, Brown explores the concept of vulnerability and how it relates to leadership. She argues that vulnerability is not weakness, but rather a strength that allows leaders to connect with others and build trust. She also discusses the importance of rumbling with vulnerability, or confronting and working through difficult emotions and situations. Chapter 3, Living into Our Values. Brown argues that effective leaders must be guided by a set of core values, and that they must be willing to live those values in their daily lives. She provides a framework for identifying and living into one's values, and emphasizes the importance of aligning personal and organizational values. Chapter 4, Braving Trust. Trust is a crucial component of effective leadership, and in this chapter, Brown discusses the elements of trust and how to build and maintain it. She introduces the acronym BRAVING, which stands for Boundaries, Reliability, Accountability, Vault, Confidentiality, Integrity, Non-Judgment, and Generosity, and explains how each of these elements contributes to trust. Chapter 5, Learning to Rise. In this chapter, Brown discusses the importance of resilience and the ability to rise after failure or disappointment. She argues that leaders must be willing to take risks and make mistakes, but also must be able to learn from those experiences and continue to grow and develop. Chapter 6, The Final Rumble. The final chapter focuses on the importance of ongoing self-reflection and growth as a leader. Brown encourages readers to continue to rumble with vulnerability, live into their values, build trust, and learn to rise, even when faced with difficult challenges and setbacks. She emphasizes the importance of community and support in this ongoing process of growth and development. Let's take a moment to reflect on some of the impactful quotes from the book. Leaders must either invest a reasonable amount of time attending to fears and feelings or squander an unreasonable amount of time trying to manage ineffective and unproductive behavior. Vulnerability is not winning or losing, it's having the courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Clear is kind. Unclear is unkind. Empathy is not about fixing people, it's about connection. Leadership is not about titles, status, and wielding power. A leader is anyone who takes responsibility for recognizing the potential in people and ideas and has the courage to develop that potential. These quotes encapsulate the essence of Brené Brown's message: leadership is about authenticity, empathy, and courage. Now, let's talk about the practical applications of these ideas. In Dare to Lead, Brené Brown provides actionable steps for leaders to cultivate a culture of courage, vulnerability, and empathy in their organizations. Here are some practical applications and actionable steps suggested by the author. 1. Developing self-awareness. Leaders need to be aware of their own emotions, biases, and triggers to be able to lead with empathy and authenticity. Brown suggests that leaders practice self-reflection, seek feedback, and engage in regular self-care practices. 2. Building trust. Trust is the foundation of any healthy relationship, and it's essential for leaders to build trust with their team members. Brown suggests that leaders be transparent, communicate clearly, and hold themselves accountable for their actions. 3. Encouraging vulnerability. Vulnerability is often seen as a weakness, but it's actually a strength that can help build deeper connections and foster innovation. Brown suggests that leaders create a safe space for their team members to share their thoughts, feelings, and ideas without fear of judgment. 4. Embracing failure. Failure is an inevitable part of any growth process, and it's essential for leaders to embrace failure as a learning opportunity rather than a setback. Brown suggests that leaders encourage experimentation, celebrate progress, and learn from mistakes. 5. Practicing empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, and it's essential for leaders to practice empathy to build strong relationships with their team members. Brown suggests that leaders listen actively, seek to understand different perspectives, and show compassion and kindness. Overall, Dare to Lead provides practical tools and strategies for leaders to cultivate a culture of courage, vulnerability, and empathy in their organizations. By embracing these principles, leaders can create a more inclusive, innovative, and resilient workplace culture. As we wrap up our exploration of Dare to Lead by Brené Brown, we strongly encourage you to engage with this enduring masterpiece and reflect on its enduring relevance.